From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democratic senators have failed a third time to overcome a Republican filibuster of a proposed overhaul of financial regulations. Today's procedural vote was 56 to 42. It means the bill cannot be debated. Republicans want certain parts of the legislation changed before they'll agree to let it come up for a vote. Democratic leaders and President Obama say it is wrong for Republican senators to block debate on the financial overhaul matter. A major credit agency has downgraded Spain's debt. Standard & Poor's lowered its rating one level. S&P analysts say that's because they forecast Spain will experience much lower economic growth over the next 5 to 6 years, maybe less than 1% a year. Just yesterday, the same rating agency rocked financial markets by cutting the debt rating of Greece to junk status. The debt level of Portugal was also lowered, but it's Greece that's got European and other governments worried. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley has more on world market reaction.
Markets from London to New York and Tokyo all tumbled in the wake of Standard & Poor's downgrade of Greece's debt to junk status. The downgrade, which means investors don't believe Greece will be able to reimburse its debts, came as Europe is preparing a $40 billion bailout package. But the package faces increasing opposition in Germany, the biggest contributor, whose parliament must approve the funds before they are released. Meanwhile, the Greeks are balking at austerity measures their government has put in place in exchange for help from fellow Eurozone countries. Dock workers blocked Greek ports earlier this week, keeping cruise ships filled with tourists from departing. The Greek debt crisis is taking a toll on the euro currency, which dropped to its lowest level in nearly a year. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The White House says it's watching the European economic situation closely. President Obama is traveling in Illinois and Missouri today, talking about the U.S. economy and issues affecting rural parts of America. The town of Macon, Missouri is getting ready to host him, but not everyone's happy to see Mr. Obama. About 1,100 people attended a rally last night protesting some of his administration's policies. From member station KBIA, Sarah Whitmire reports.
President Obama will tour an ethanol plant in Macon to talk about jobs and rebuilding the nation's economy. But on the eve of his visit, protesters from across the state traveled to Macon to voice their opposition to the Obama administration's economic, health care, and energy plans. Columbia resident Dan Fishbach says he attended the rally because he feels as if the country is, quote, slipping away.
The Constitution is being ignored, and we're totally on the wrong track. This has nothing to do with Obama. This has to do with the entire government, both parties.
The state Republican Party and a Tea Party group organized last night's rally. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Columbia, Missouri.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials appear to be handling the news of Greece's debt well. The stock market is up 46 points at 11,038. The NASDAQ is down 3 points at 2,468. You're listening to NPR. The Coast Guard is trying to stop an oil slick from flowing into sensitive Louisiana marshlands. Emergency response workers are trying to use a controlled burn to stop some of the oil from fouling the coast. The oil's from a pipeline that was attached to a drilling platform in the Gulf of Mexico. It exploded and sank last week. 11 workers are missing from the accident and feared dead. The slick extends some 600 miles in circumference and threatens several state-line coasts. The Anglo-Dutch Shell Oil Company reports a big jump on its quarterly profits. From London, Larry Miller has the story.
Royal Dutch Shell earned nearly $5 billion in the first quarter of this year, about 50% more than during the same period in 2009, and substantially higher than the previous quarter. Shell credits higher energy prices. The price of oil has nearly doubled in the last year, and its CEO says the turnaround was driven by the company's own actions, including boosting production and exploration of new oil fields. However, despite increasing oil demand due to the global economic recovery, he cautions the outlook for Shell this year is mixed. Tuesday, BP announced first quarter profits of $5.6 billion, up 135%. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The U.S. government has given the go-ahead to a wind farm project off the coast of Massachusetts. The Cape Wind project will eventually have 130 turbines. Project leaders say electricity can start flowing by 2012. Opponents fear the wind turbines will kill wildlife and harm the coast. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar approved the project with a condition intended to protect the environment. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.